Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Hey guys, Dr. Phil here.
Banging. Happy VD, don't get a VD.
Shut up.
He's trying to bang a girl with a bunch of ferrets.
I've dated a lot of witches.
Everybody loves a clown. Let a clown love you. We're gonna be pooping.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Spanky's. Spanky's. I like that.
So I found this list earlier of like really niche dating sites and apps, and I can't find the exact one I found earlier, but I did find a good one. One of the things I have to say that stood out the most on the list I saw earlier, welcome to our Valentine's Day episode, by the way.
Yeah, happy VD, everyone.
Happy VD, don't get a VD.
I wonder how many people looked at the title and said, what are these two idiots going to be talking about today?
Are they bringing Sonic on? Because that's what I feel like.
With all of his VD. People just looked at me as I was saying that. We're at the Chicago Auto Show, by the way.
Again. Yeah. We live here.
We do, which is why we're banging out all this content. Look at this. 2 days in a row for a podcast.
So the one that stood out to me on the last list I found was there's a dating app that'll match you according to the breed of dog you have. So if you have a Bichon Frise, it'll match you with somebody else who has a Bichon Frise.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a breed of dog.
A Bichon Frise?
It's a little white. Phew, phew. Oh. Oh my God, there's such cute dogs over there today, by the way. It's literally a pile of puppies.
Oh, at the tent next door, or not the tent, it's like the car. We're sitting amongst a bunch of different car places.
Right.
At the Chicago Auto Show, yeah. And the Subaru area has it's like a no-kill animal shelter or something like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're adopting dogs.
Today.
Is there an Aussie doodle over there? Don't tell me there's an Aussie. That's what my wife wants.
No, they're not. But I forgot what they are. But they're, oh my God, they are baby dogs. They are baby dogs. They're like 5 weeks old. Let me show you. This is the video I want played on a projector at
my wake.
I saw
it on your Instagram.
All right. Well, then you know. That's what's there.
It's really good for the podcast, for the audio podcast. Show me more video on the audio podcast.
We can cut this part out. But anyways, part of this dating app, it matches you with the person who has the same breed dog as you. So this is for the people, I feel like, that don't have a good heart and just adopt whatever's available. This is for the person who is, like, really invested to the breed that their dog is.
Yeah.
I'm going to get real deep here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So if you are really into that specific dog for a reason, and so is your partner, that may mean you're compatible in the way that you would raise kids with your core values.
Wow, Julie just dropped the mic. Hey guys, Dr. Phil here. I've got a couple things about your pet that I can relate to in real life. Rich, how do you feel about that? Rich Wyatt's here, by the way. He's our engineer on site. Chicago Bulls radio engineer.
Hi.
Who has managed to come out here on All-Star Weekend and do this.
Rich, what's your favorite breed of dog?
I don't know. I kind of like labs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And boxers.
Wow.
Oh, I love a boxer. You know what I pictured for you? I don't know why. And I think this might be because this is the dog you look like.
She's about to insult you.
Oh, please tell me. I know.
She's about to insult you. Here comes a big
one.
Fat insult.
Please.
It's not an insult. You
it's
look
gonna
like
be.
You look like Wishbone.
Do I?
What's Wishbone?
Wait, yeah.
Remember the show Wishbone? I forget what kind of dog he is.
Do you have a video of it so we can play it on the audio podcast?
Shut up! Everybody knows who Wishbone is.
I have no clue either.
let me look up the Wishbone dog. It's Rich. It's Rich.
Yeah, no. No, not even no.
Yes!
Not even.
Yes.
Have you ever broken up with another human because of their pet?
No.
No.
Never?
No. But Sonic and I were talking about this the other day because he's trying to bang a girl with a bunch of ferrets and one of them died, so it's prolonging the experience for it. She's like literally mourning one of her ferrets right now, so he can't hang out with her. Like legitimately a problem in Sonic's life. He met a ferret girl, online. She has multiple. And ferret. One died, and now she's posting ferret memorials. And like, and he messaged her, and she's like, "I'm just really sad about it right now." So they're not hanging out. So I feel like a ferret would be a deal breaker to me because they're really. It's just, God bless them, want the best for them, but I just think they're a really gross animal.
I broke up with a girl when I was a freshman in college because her cat was an asshole. And it wasn't going to work anyway. I didn't really even like this girl, but it was just a good excuse, and that's what I ended it with.
Are you serious? Yeah. You legitimately told her that's the reason? As a mother of an asshole cat, I find that hard.
Yeah, but that was back in the day when I didn't really care. This is also pre, like, a lot of social media stuff, so I could just say things like that and live my life.
I like hearing tales of, like, your F-boy past.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. You know, got married.
Because you sounded, you know what you sounded like? A real piece of work.
I was. You know, I was a beauty back in the day, man. I mean, but whatever. That was a long time ago.
Some more really niche dating sites.
Mm-hmm. Is it niche or niche?
Okay, so I said niche earlier.
It's not niche.
Okay, well, I think it's both ways. I feel like when you're describing something as it, it's niche. But when you're asking someone, like, what's your niche?
How do you say it, Rich?
Niche or niche?
Niche.
See, that's why I say
two. He's just saying it because it rhymes with his name.
No. So for a second.
That's the only reason.
For the second day
he's
in a row.
Five.
For the second day in a row, we've got a Shark Tank reference, but Mr. Wonderful calls it niche.
Should we survey people?
Yes. Niche or niche? I don't want to bring people over here.
But I know, okay, but if anyone comes up and asks us for shit, okay, like we'll that's ask where we're going. Hey, we'll give you a snow scraper if you answer one question. Niche or niche? It's going to come back throughout the podcast. Niche or niche? Another weirdly niche dating site, I'm going to go back and forth now, is diaper mates. So, like, adults who are into, like, babies. Not, like, into being with babies, but role-playing as a baby.
Does that mean that both role play as a baby, or does that mean one or the other plays as a baby and the other plays as an adult?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think that's up to the couple.
Oh, so they're flexible.
They're flexible. You know, I think maybe they interchange. Maybe they draw from a hat. How fun would that be?
Can I stop you real quick?
What?
Are we really wearing masks out here at the Chicago Auto Show? Is the coronavirus hit the Chicago Auto Show and we don't know about it? People walking by with masks.
You know what? I'm not trying to get sick. I would wear a mask.
Okay. All right, back to diapers.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Do the masks really do anything?
No, because you're still touching all the germs and all that nonsense with your hands.
You right? know what, though? If I had a mask on, though, and, like, I was walking around all willy-nilly touching cars, I wouldn't, like, touch my mouth, though, because I have a mask over.
But you don't think about it. You just touch things without thinking of it.
I know, but I'm not going to, like, bite a nail or, like, itch my lip or something.
People are so paranoid, man.
You know, those lip itches.
All right, so the diaper thing. This is a whole subset of America that just like wearing a diaper and sleeping with other people.
Yeah, you don't know that this is a thing?
No.
So there's this episode of Broad City, great show. It's like a female workaholics. Are you familiar with it?
Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent show. So there's this one episode where they really want to go see Lil Wayne. And they're like, what do we have to do for money to purchase Lil Wayne tickets? So they go on Craigslist and find this guy who wants them to clean his house in their underwear. And they're like, all right, we'll clean his house in our underwear to go to Lil Wayne. And the entire time, the guy is like this businessman and he's role-playing a baby. And like out of nowhere, he just drops his trousers and he's wearing a diaper and like wants to be taken care of, so like wants them to like clean as his parents, and then like he gets a call and he answers it like a businessman.
You know what the weirdest part about that whole story was? The fact that you call pants trousers.
I felt really sophisticated saying trousers. That's trousers? The first time I did it.
Be like, what are you, British?
Well,
good lord.
Well, because
trousers.
Because I felt like if I said pants, it left it to like, is it jogging pants? Is it jeans?
But trousers are the same thing. Like, it could be a variety of pants. Pant-related products.
When I say trousers, I mean, like, what that guy right there is wearing, which looks like nice work dress pants. He looks like he's gonna sell me insurance.
Yeah. Okay.
So, there are people into dressing up like babies and stuff like that. So, there's a dating app for that.
See, what's the name of this app?
Diaper Mates.
Diaper Mates. All right, good. This is a free plug for them.
Next, there's clown dating.
Shut up.
This is the byline for it. Everybody loves a clown. Let a clown love you. Clown Dating's site announces, apparently forgetting about all the creepy clowns in pop culture, but they do have a point. Behind the makeup and the red nose is a lonely heart. You know there's people, though, who, like...
Can't stand clowns.
But you know there's people who sexualize horror movies.
Yeah. Well, look, you can sexualize anything anymore. People are into some weird stuff, man. But clowns, oh, there are people that are freaked out by clowns.
But there's definitely people who, like, think it's, like... There's definitely people who would seek it as a thrill. Like, they're not going to just have someone dress up as Bozo, like it's a birthday party. It's going to be a killer clown with a knife. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to make it into an adventure.
I went to Bozo once when I was a kid.
That's scary.
Rich, you know about this. You're from here.
Yes. Bozo the Clown.
My grandma, the day I was born, put me on the wait list to go to Bozo the Clown up at the WGN studio.
How thoughtful.
And I made it there by the time I was 8. It took 8 years to get through that wait list, and I went there and I was one, I'll still never forget it, I was one fucking number off from getting on the grand prize game.
Really?
Oh.
Dude, crushed my little soul, my little 8-year-old soul.
Did 8-year-old you, like, genuinely enjoy it, though? Like, were you excited?
I just wanted to get on the grand prize game. I thought the show itself was kind of dumb. But the grand prize game, yo, you know what the grand prize game is?
I wasn't alive for Bozo.
Bozo just came off the air not even that long ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's been on within your lifetime. You were young when Bozo was still a thing.
She wasn't here.
Right, but I also...
He was local.
I also had the...
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it might have been... I knew of Bozo, but like...
WGN was nationwide, though.
When I was in the age bracket of watching, like, television for kids, I now had that creepy-ass clown to choose from, but I also had Barney... And Gullah Gullah Island and Blue's Clues.
Yeah, but Bozo's like the OG. Like, the grand prize game is they set up 5 buckets and you get a ping pong ball and you get a prize for every single one of the 5 buckets you toss your ping pong ball into.
I feel like you would have won, too.
Dude, I would have.
I felt like 8-year-old you was also 7 feet tall and would have had precise same.
It was a lot skinnier, but yeah, I was huge. And I still never quite got over that. But yeah, WGN, oh, that's my mic. Don't worry. I think that was me. Rich freaks out anytime he hears any type of static.
No, then is it static or is it your cable?
It could be. No, I think it's fine, dude.
Okay.
Right. Thanks. Are we okay?
We can edit this.
No, we're not going to edit anything, man. This is authentic.
Oh, you know what, Rich? You kind of look like a schnauzer now that I think about it.
Jesus, man. See, I told you were going to get insulted.
No, once I show you schnauzer.
Oh, schnauzer.
This is riveting.
This is.
Sorry. Just... That's better, right?
Julie has a skill.
A disease.
Where she just likes to figure out what famous people, what dogs look
That's
like.
That's interesting, though. You always kind of, yeah, it's curious.
It's when you know, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of, the next dating app is called Pounced. It shows a person dressed up as a cheetah. Does this look like your adventure a week ago?
Yeah, kind of.
So see something just like this?
Identical, except they didn't have a hand. I don't understand what the...
This is a furry dating site. Nobody's surprised by that they have this.
Oh, it's like furry?
It's for furries.
It's furry.
Furries, though, I will say, is like a very known fetish.
Did you guys see Jingle Bash? When we had the Jingle Bash, in that area, there was a fur convention. And all surrounding that area were people out in the streets wearing these fur costumes, either going to the convention hall or whatever. But
in Rosemont?
Yes.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was that weekend.
So the only time I've ever been around furries was when the Cubs had their wild card game in 2015 in Pittsburgh. The hotel that we stayed at right down by the Pittsburgh baseball stadium, the week before they had a furry convention, and we're talking with the people at the hotel. It's like a Hyatt place, right?
Yeah, they put them up real nice.
It's a Hyatt place. It's not like anything super fancy. It's like a low-end Hyatt, right?
I know, but like for a furry convention, I just feel like they really, they really get a nice space.
They were saying these people would come in. They were dressed up left and right going through. They would request things like water bowls to be placed down in the lobby. So when they came in, they would all go up and like they were a cat. And get on their hands and knees and lap up the water like they're in the lobby of the Hyatt place in Pittsburgh.
Can we see if one's coming to Chicago? We need to send Sonic.
Sonic would crush it at a furry convention.
Oh my God, I literally just typed in furry, C-O-N, and the third suggestion is furry convention Rosemont. So that means they have it right where we are.
No, we're not in Rosemont. We're in...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, we're in downtown Chicago.
Midwest Fur Fest.
It's probably the same one you were talking about, Rich.
It might be. Maybe they have it certain times of year.
December.
See, right, yeah, that's what you're saying. Right around Jingle Bash.
Jingle Bash, yeah.
She doesn't listen to anything we talk about
it's
in here.
Okay.
Like, at all. She's already thinking five steps ahead. Whatever's happened to the present is already gone.
Yeah, sorry. So I don't understand what this dating app is. I'm going to skip it because it doesn't really make sense and we're going to have a hard time figuring it out. Okay. So the next one is Mullet Passions.
Yes. Here we go.
Mullets may not be your cup of tea, but apparently there are enough fans of them to power Mullet Passions. Mm-hmm. For those who champion the party in the back lifestyle, can chat with fellow enthusiasts or simply use Mullet Passions like a social media site.
When I worked in Seattle, we did the State Fair, which is outside of Seattle in a city called Puyallup, Washington. And every year we would go out there and we'd do a broadcast like how we're doing right here at the Chicago Auto Show. And we'd sit up there and we'd play a game called Spot the Mullet. And we're about an hour outside of Seattle. And I'm the all-time Spot the Mullet king in a four-hour period. My record was 22.
You're also very tall and you hover above everyone, so I feel like you had an unfair advantage.
Okay. Well, whatever. Just knowledge of fact that I'm better at Spot the Mullet. It's very difficult in Chicago, in a metropolitan area like this. But we were like an hour outside of anywhere out there in Puyallup, Washington.
So you're the mullet champ of the Pacific Northwest?
I am. Oh. I am. Spot the Mullet. I was the Grand Master Champion in like 2012 and 2013. I think I still might even have a plaque somewhere.
There was a plaque?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's
a long time game.
Next dating app is for Rich. It's Meet an Inmate.
Oh, I'm in.
Everyone knows the best thing about long-distance relationships is getting to write letters that a government official is going to open, edit, and reseal before delivering them to your lover. Meeting an inmate gives you a chance to meet prisoners of all kinds. Though the site does caution against seeking romances versus friendship.
Now, is there a level that if you're in severity of your crime, so if you were in there for murder, are you allowed to...
They'll probably just, like, leave the dating to the embezzlers.
Yeah. Embezzlers is a great word. No, but I think, though, like, you've seen a lot of those shows on the TV where they follow the prisoners and they always get, like, there's a couple on Netflix. If you watch any of those murder mysteries, a lot of them are shacking up with people. That dude up in Wisconsin, he's got a bunch of love interests that keep showing up because he's famous in the Making a Murderer guy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Sexy Felon.
Him too.
Oh my God, he's beautiful. He gets a lot of jobs now, and I think he's married.
That dude, wasn't he married when he got busted?
No, I think like somebody like found him because of like how...
I think he was married, and publicized. The second he became famous, he was like, see ya, and then peace out on her.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, I knew he wasn't with anyone he was with prior to him getting arrested.
No. I think he was with someone when he got arrested. The mugshot went viral. And then when he became famous, he dumped his girlfriend. It was like, see, I'm out. Goodbye, Modesto. Have fun.
I love him.
Yeah, he's a beauty.
Okay, so on the same tip as how I think the dog dating app is brilliant, this might have taken it to the next level. And this is by far my favorite one. And Rich, I need you to sign up. I just want a single friend to sign up so we can know how
so know exactly what it is.
Know how good it is. I'm gonna make
your dating dummy.
I'm gonna make Sonic do it too. No,
okay.
Sonic's the dating dummy. You're the one I hope like gets a great result from this.
Thank you. Okay.
This is genius, and I love whoever thought of this. Refrigerator dating. You swipe through pictures of people's refrigerators and swipe right or left depending on how it looks.
No one is ever gonna swipe right on my fridge. I have Pepsi.
You are a big Pepsi guy. I don't have food in there. I could see where you can get a really good snapshot into someone's life based on what's in their refrigerator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whenever anyone on social media either posts a video or a picture of their open fridge, I zoom in on that shit and I judge them.
You've been in my refrigerator. What would you think about?
Your refrigerator says I'm not home a lot. You have a lot. And what that means is your sauce collection is pretty decent.
Pretty solid sauce collection. You're absolutely right.
But not much else happening besides that. Ice and some frozen foods that are there just in case. But nothing that you've bought fresh produce.
Yeah.
Did I nail it?
Yeah, pretty close. Because we do have a separate beer fridge upstairs. Can't be mixing the beer with the sauce.
So this is what it says. Refrigerating, created by John Stonehill and Samsung. allows you to find your future mate by swiping on a photo of their fridge. If you are keen about clean food storage or looking for someone whose life is just as crammed and chaotic as your vegetable drawer, then this dating app might be the mate matching site you've been looking for. The Refriger dating website even offers advice as to how food storage correlates with your particular personality types, making it easier to decide whether you could get along with someone based solely on the inside of their fridge. So somebody who looks at Sonic's fridge right now is going to get the worst perception of who he actually is, because he's been doing that raw vegan diet, and that in no way or shape or form describes Sonic.
Yeah, at all.
Like, they're thinking, oh my god, I'm dating this guy who probably shops at Tom's.
Has Birkenstocks and wears a beanie everywhere
and sits under trees
and loves the trees. Yeah. I saw that episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Dennis, he hooked up with that dude, that environmentalist guy, that hippie guy's girlfriend, when he chained the dude to the tree and then to try and prevent the bulldozers from knocking down the tree. And then while the guy was chained to a tree, Dennis banged his girlfriend. You know why Samsung is probably involved in that? Isn't Samsung the company that's got the cameras in the refrigerators?
Oh, I don't know about the cameras, but they have really nice refrigerators, so it doesn't surprise me that they have cameras in them.
Their whole thing is, like, you can get to the grocery store, and if you forget what you have, you can look on the app and see inside your refrigerator.
Huh.
Yeah. We're in the future, man. We've got cameras and refrigerators.
All right, so I'm going to zoom through the rest of these. Let me know if there's anything you want me to stop on.
Okay.
Witch dating. Sea captain date.
Wait, okay, stop on both of these. So witch dating as in, like...
If you think you're a witch, if you're really into Wiccanism, I feel like that explains itself.
I've dated a lot of witches.
Okay.
So, yes.
And then sea captain date.
So not a pirate, but a sea captain.
Right.
A seaman.
Do you love the feeling...
I should have got more credit for that. Thank you.
Do you love feeling the unceasing movement of the ocean underneath your feet at all times? Do you often stare at lighthouses and sigh? That's your new bio. I stare at lighthouses and sigh.
So, is this for people that want to date people with boats?
Do you like potential mates who can pull off wearing a captain's hat?
Oh, boy.
Then you're going to love sea captain date. I love the line about, do you often stare at lighthouses and sigh? Just...
Who's your favorite captain of all time? I Rich and I have the same favorite captain.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Captain Morgan over here. Giggity.
I'm more of an Admiral Nelson gal myself.
Wow.
Just a cheap bitch. All right, gluten-free singles?
No.
Oh,
God. Dead meat?
Wait, what's that?
Dead meat is a dating site for gravediggers, morticians, funeral directors, forensic investigators, autopsy specialists, and anyone else who works with those who have gone to the great beyond. Yes, even taxidermists.
Dead meat.
The group was started by mortician Carla Valentine after she found out that a lot of regular dates were creeped out to find what she does for a living. So, yeah, I actually, this is a thing, because a girl I went to high school with, God bless her, lost her mom in high school, so I think this is why she kind of got into this, oddly enough. She went to Mortuary School, and then, like...
Went to what?
Is that what it's called?
What did you call it?
Mortuary School.
Okay, that's not what you called it, but go ahead.
I know. And then she started working at funeral homes, and I think her job level definitely went up with that, and I know you can make a lot of money in that business, but she met... her now husband in Wayne State's funeral program. And his family owns funeral homes. It's the business. And I think it does take a certain type to want to date someone or be with someone who's in that line of work.
Just around death all day?
It's really sad. I don't think... And I think she ended up doing somewhere else. She doing something else. Like, she works at, like, one of those, like, cryo labs now. Like, she has a really cool job. But I believe it was probably because, like, just how hard that can be on your mental health.
Yeah, we have a friend that's a homicide murder cop in North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a badass.
Like, even hearing some of this stuff my roommate, who's a lawyer, goes through, and my best friend, who's a nurse, goes through, I'm just like, well, I'm going to go to my dumb radio job to talk about Justin Bieber.
Speaking of which, I just got an alert. Did you get the... This is... Now I lost it. Hang on. I got an alert. This is some breaking news. This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, but this just came down within the last little bit. Tupac is alive in New Mexico, a new film claims. The rapper who died in 1996 after being gunned down in Vegas, one filmmaker now disagrees. Apparently, Tupac is living on a Navajo reservation in New Mexico, so... There you go.
Machiavelli, y'all.
Yeah, that would be something if that were
oh,
true.
Oh, wouldn't
that
it?
Would be amazing.
Wow.
That would be something.
That would be something
that
there.
That would be something. Dude,
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
Valentiting. Have you heard about this? They came up with a new name. It's a thing that's been around for a while because I know this because I've done it. It's the dating trend to ruin your Valentine's Day, which
piece
is fair.
Of work.
Yeah, thanks. This is very harsh, but it's basically a well-timed breakup right before Valentine's Day because you don't want to pay for a gift for Valentine's Day.
Which, okay. So this is what I'm going to say. It does sound really crappy. It is really crappy.
It's not.
But it also isn't because it's just like if you're in that, everybody goes through that thing before they're about to break up with someone. It can sometimes last months. It can sometimes last years where you're in that should I break up with them phase.
And this is an excuse to do it.
And this is where you're like, oh my God, it literally sickens me to spend money on them. So I should probably, this is probably it.
This says no breakup is ever well timed, but there's something particularly poorly planned about doing it just weeks before Valentine's Day. It's clearly written by a woman. Hang on, let me scroll up. This is by Brittany Wong. Of course it's a woman writing this.
You're going to have to chop that out.
Why? Why? No, because it's clearly from a female point of view, because most guys will tell you that they've done this at some particular point in time. And most women, when you say that, if you take a poll of most women, it's not an offensive thing. If it's a poll of most women, they would say that they're dead set against this. Right?
She looks offended right now.
No, I'm trying to think of what is their reasoning behind why it's terrible. Do we feel like it's on the same level of breaking up with somebody on their birthday? Is that something else you've done? God damn it. Don't do that.
Not that I remember, but I remember specifically Valentine's Day.
That I will. Well, I. Okay.
I broke up with two girls that year right before Valentine's Day. I was in college. It was fun.
You were dating them both at the same time?
Yeah, and it was too much.
What you do? Just wake up and like, time to clean house.
It was, yeah, basically.
Jesus.
I was like 19 years old. I was in radio. And back then, it was before Facebook and Twitter. You could keep everybody separated. Now you can't. You can't. It's too hard. And by the way, it's too exhausting. I can't even imagine trying to do that now. It's just too much. But yeah, right before Valentine's Day, you clean a little bit of house and you don't have to worry about buying gifts.
He does housekeeping. It's messed up to break up with somebody on their birthday, I
Why?
Think. Because that's a day that they're hoping is going to go well. And that no matter what, you're going to be upset that you're getting dumped. You can totally wait till the next day.
What about before the birthday, though? Not on the birthday, but before. If you know that there's something coming up and you don't
like
have
a
to
week,
buy gifts.
Like a week or so before? Yeah, because then your friends will come to your rescue, I feel like, and make sure you have a good day.
To me, it's fiscally responsible to get out of a bad relationship before a birthday, before Christmas, before Valentine's Day, before Sweetest Day, or whatever nonsense people celebrate.
How soon are we talking that you got out before Valentine's Day?
Week before.
That's fine. And especially if it sounds like you were just banging these girls and not necessarily like in like long-term relationships with them, considering there were multiple pieces of shit.
Okay, so it's called Valentiting, and it was coined by Metro UK writer Ellen Scott last year. Oh, she came up with a name for something that's been around for literally all of time. Scott defined it as the heartbreaking act of dumping someone right before Valentine's Day because you're too tight to get them a gift, write a card, or make any kind of fuss. Get it? Question mark? Valentine's Day plus being too much of a tightwad to buy a gift. Valentining. This is someone that's been dumped many times before Valentine's Day. Maybe the problem isn't the person not wanting to buy a gift. Maybe the problem is Metro UK writer Ellen Scott just being a bad girlfriend.
Is this article making you feel bad? Is that
just,
why
this is so stupid? Because they're making it sound like it's such an awful thing, and sometimes relationships aren't going to go anywhere. Why spend the extra money?
I guess it depends on the situation too. Now, if you were also in like, say Josh dumped me today, I'd be pretty pissed.
Okay, but you guys have been dating for how
many
years?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Is we've been dating for years. So if he broke up with me on February 13th and then tomorrow I'm like, well, happy love day. I just got dumped by my boyfriend that I thought I was going to marry.
Oh, this story goes on, by the way. Not to interrupt you, but I'm just becoming
right, but
more
I'm just saying that there's levels of this. If it's somebody you're just banging or you've only been on a few dates with, then that's fine. But
yeah, you're on a different level, though.
But I'm just saying it still qualifies.
This is from the same person. So avoiding the gift might really be about not wanting to spend money on someone you don't see a future with. In other words, your ex isn't just a cheap ass in this scenario. They're a cheap ass with commitment issues. They're blaming all of this on a guy because they are a shitty person to date. That's what this is. I told you, written by women. I hate Valentine's Day.
I like it.
It's just so stupid.
I mean, I don't...
It is so stupid. You need a Hallmark date. You're like, look, you got quiet. You're like, explain this. You need a Hallmark date to express love to your significant other.
You're the antichrist of everything.
About Valentine's Day? It's a made-up holiday.
So
maybe if some of these guys and girls express their love the other 364 days a year, we wouldn't need Valentine's Day, because that's what I do. I'm a loving, caring person all year round.
There's a day for everything, though. So here's just another day.
So Josh and I, on Valentine's Day, do not hold hands in the park and say, I like your dreamy green eyes and... the way you care for your dog. I just enjoy it because tomorrow we're going to go out to a nice dinner, and being in a long distance relationship, it'll be a nice little date night.
Yeah, but that also, you would be going out to dinner anyway because he just happens to be in town. He's not coming to town because it's Valentine's Day. He's coming to town because you guys got the weekend off.
This is what our thought process was, though, because usually when he comes into town or I come into town there, it's a hodgepodge of doing different things. We'll hang out with groups of friends. We'll do whatever. Sometimes, like, him and I will go out, but... We did, like, say, this is our first Valentine's Day we get together in years. Let's set up a date night.
What is more meaningful, getting flowers on January 14th or March 14th, or getting flowers on February 14th?
I don't really care.
You see, that's my
point.
But listen,
him and I don't, like, typically... We don't typically, like, get each other gifts. We troll each other mostly on Valentine's Day. Like, I literally send him, like, I sent him life-size pillows in my face. He sent flowers to my office that the poor receptionist had to transfer to me, that the card blatantly out loud said, "Baby girl, you're so damn fine, though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind, though." And it got passed through many hands that day.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
This is from the Daily Mail. Relationship experts bust the biggest myths about romance.
Mm.
I'm going to run these by you. You tell me if any of them are true, and I'll tell you what they say.
Okay, so you want me to guess, and then you'll tell me what they're saying?
This is from a dating coach. Here's one thing I know about dating coaches. Most of them are single. Don't know how that works. And...
They actually are.
And the funny thing about dating coaches, too, the most famous dating coach I know was the one that was dating Camila Cabello.
Did you know who that was before they dated?
Not at all. So it seemed like it worked for him for a while, but then they broke up. So how good of a dating coach is he really?
Right.
Men are less romantic than women. True or false?
False.
Rich, you want to chime in? You're a romantic fella.
Men. False.
I think women just have higher expectations, but yeah. I think men can be just as creative. And excuse me, think of the gays. They are so above and beyond.
Men are more likely to fall in love at first sight because their brains and hormonal systems give them more visual romantic tendencies than women. So actually, it's false.
Really?
I'll jump on that quick.
Wait. About boners?
Well, I don't know. What about them? Well, you tell me, Julia, what about them?
Visualizations. That's how those occur.
Yeah, so men are not less romantic than women. Number two, older people are more romantic than younger people. Older people are more romantic than younger people. True or false?
No, I just think they went about things better, but I don't think it makes them more romantic. I think romance comes from, like, a creativity standpoint a little bit.
Okay, so you're saying false. Rich?
Yeah, I would say false.
But I do think they did everything better.
Data from statistics analyst site, or
were you going to go with this?
The word is analysis, but I always get screwed up with the first four letters of that, and then I'm like...
what are you trying to say here?
Data from the statistics analysis site Finder reveal couples are less likely to celebrate Valentine's Day the older they get. Which is probably talking about what I was just talking about, how I hate Valentine's Day and we haven't celebrated it in years. But the answer is false. You guys are both right. Look at you. Two for two. Couples break up before Valentine's Day. Well, we already know the answer to this.
True.
Yeah, true.
I feel like the first one you didn't tell us if that was true or false.
Yeah, no, I did. You guys were both right. The first one was false. That was men are less romantic than women. That is false.
Oh, and you didn't say that.
Yeah, I did. You weren't listening. You were on your phone. Julia was on her phone. True or false? Rich?
True.
True. Men prefer sex to gifts. True or false?
True.
True.
This is a resounding 90% of men surveyed.
90%. It's not even like 65.
69% of men. Nice. Surveyed by Illicit Encounter said sex was their number one wish for Valentine's Day.
Amen.
Wow. That is amazing. I think it's safe to say this would apply to just about every special occasion, said the dating expert.
Day. That anything would day.
Flag day.
Yeah. Teddy bears, underwear, and ties are the least favored Valentine's gift among men.
Who would get someone a tie? Are you my father?
Can you imagine?
I just screamed that in the of McCormick, please.
Dude, everybody turned around because Julie yelled, "Are you my father?"
Dad?
Dude, honestly, walking around here, all the dads that are walking around here, they're like, "Oh, shit." Women love expensive presents. True or false?
We don't not.
True. True.
According to this, false. Women
That's
love their
false.
Harder the, to remember all, the little things.
Listen, all these women all these women lied to sound better.
But this completely contradicts the nonsense I was just talking about a couple minutes ago with that article with the lady from the Metro UK. So this, it says, the women love their partner to remember the little things, meaning expense takes a backseat to thoughtfulness when it comes to Valentine's Day. Remember, this is exactly what I was talking about a little bit earlier. What's more impressive and more important, getting flowers on January 14th or March 14th as opposed to February 14th, Valentine's Day?
Listen, I personally love when you get, when y'all remember something special and left hook me with it.
No, not even remember something special, but what about just because?
But I'm
whatever happened to the just because people?
I'm also not going to be mad at a G-Wagon.
Red roses are the most romantic flowers. True or false?
True.
Yeah, true, yeah.
False.
Really?
They're not even every woman's first choice. Julia, as a woman, do you disagree with that?
Obviously. Yeah, I like other flowers, yeah. Gerber daisies are my favorite.
Going with the safe choice isn't always the best choice. Showing you've put in effort and you've given her something unique will stand out more than following the pack. So my wife's favorite flower is the Bird of Paradise. I've known that forever, and you can't fucking find them anywhere.
Do you have to special order them?
I know that Mariano's doesn't have it.
But also, I'm not going to be mad at roses. Like, I do like roses. Roses, and also a great song.
Yeah, shout out to Outkast. Are they here for NBA All-Star Week? Everybody else is. I just got a thing like 50 Cent's in town, Ludacris is in town, DJ Khaled is in town.
Yeah, I know the DJ Khaled thing. We all do.
Yeah. I heard that's going to be big.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
To McDonald's in North Carolina to host a romantic candlelit dinner for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, these things happen... White Castle's been doing a thing for years now, too, right?
Yeah.
And I want to say KFC does something, and I'd be making that up.
You and Josh, when you were talking about earlier about how you're ironic for Valentine's Day or just, like, troll each other, this would be perfect.
He brought it up last night, and I had no opposition to that, but the one thing I said is this is 100% going to make us both sick.
McDonald's?
No, well, White Castle.
Oh. Yeah, because you can't eat. The thing with White Castle is you eat a lot in White Castle because everything's small. The sliders are small, and then before you know, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but yeah. I'll get sick. Like, that just kind of food just never makes me feel good. And he said to me, he's like, think about the photo op though. And I go, I love where your head's at, but I just like I'm just saying, we're gonna be pooping.
Nah. Happy Valentine's Day. Glad we fit a new level on this stupid thing. This is in North Carolina. There's two locations. One is in Monkey Junction. There's a place called Monkey Junction, North Carolina. The other one's in Southport. And they're doing candlelight dinners from 5 p.m. to 7:30 on Friday.
That is really funny.
Ooh. The experience includes a server who will greet you at the door, leading the way to your seat. They'll even take your order and bring your meals out to your table. Tables will feature candles and flowers to set the mood, and it's not the first time they've done it.
So it's just at this specific location. They're not doing it at any of the ones
No,
in
these are both in North Carolina, but I would fly to North Carolina just to do this. 100%. There's got to be a place around Chicago that does this, because I would gladly take part in a McDonald's candlelit dinner Valentine's Day extravaganza.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up tonight, because I put like a couple reservations in for tomorrow night, just because I figured it's going to be hard for us to find somewhere to eat.
Where are you going?
On a Friday
night.
What do
you got? Where did you put them in?
I did one for Paradise Park, because it's right by my house. Yeah. And we've always been curious about that place. And like literally it was one of the only spots that had like around 7:30 open. And then I did some Italian places. We always love Italian food. And I forget what it's called and where it's at, but it was just rated really well. And then I'm going to check out that Mexican joint you told me about.
Does the Italian place, do they have unlimited breadsticks?
Are we going to Olive Garden? Oh my God, we should.
You absolutely should. Absolutely.
The place I reserved is definitely probably much nicer and tastier, but go with what you know.
Here's the problem. It's a day before Valentine's Day when we're recording this. So by the time you hear this, it's either Valentine's Day or after. I'm just going to go on a limb and say that if the restaurant has reservations available on Valentine's Day night on a Friday at 7:30, chances are it's going to be just okay at best.
It said it had 40 reservations booked that day. That one popped open, and then like no other times were open. So I thought that's what it seemed really well, and it was rated exceptional. Ooh. On Open Table.
Well, that Open Table's never wrong. God.
I don't know. I put in a couple there, and then I think I did one more, and then like I just figured whatever we have a taste for, like at least we have a seat somewhere, and I'll just cancel the rest. But honestly, though, get us with some OG.
Huh?
Get us with some OG.
What are you talking
about? We can probably ball out there, too. Olive Garden.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Olive Garden is not that cheap, though.
And then we can walk away holding hands in the merch we can buy at the front.
You can buy merch at the Olive Garden?
I don't know. I thought you can at, like, Applebee's, and aren't they just one and the same?
All right, last time I had Olive Garden, I had a thing out in Carpentersville, and it was the only place that was open. My thing was next to a mall on Mother's Day, and I ate at the bar by myself for lunch at 11 a.m. because I was waiting for the thing to start, and the train got in early, and it was the whole thing. So, but I'm sitting there, and like I ate by myself. It was like $20. It's not that cheap at the Olive Garden.
Holy shit.
What?
There's an Olive Garden bedspread.
Shut up. Let me see. There is an Olive Garden bedspread. How, $105?
This website puts things on sale all the time, though, so when it goes on sale, you should buy this for your guest room. This is so good for a guest room.
No, it's good for a main room. How dare you?
I know, but imagine like you having that door closed, and then when your next guest comes, you open it up.
Is there an Applebee's one? Because Olive Garden's always been a solid medium for me, but I do love some Applebee's. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Yep, they do. They do.
They do? What do they got?
The bedspread.
Do they really? Can I see?
Yeah, one sec. Let me get a good pick.
Oh, what are you? Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. What do they want for that?
Probably the same price, I would imagine. $86.
So it's cheaper than the Olive Garden.
But it's a duvet, so you got to get the... Oh, no, and this is for a twin. So that bed's a what? A queen or a full?
Queen.
Queen.
Yeah.
Queen is a cool $107.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. All right. How do we feel this VD episode went? I just realized I might have been a little bit too negative on this one, and I don't care because Valentine's Day is an awful holiday.
It's okay. It provided some zest. And a dig into your fuckboy past.
I hope you guys have nice VD.
Don't get a VD.
Don't get a VD on VD.
And if you have a VD, wrap your VD.
That was another above average edition of Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.